to the coffee shop. She was there. Oh, my nutrition, I was there.
We're live. Welcome. We made it.
Free Meek.
Welcome back, Sue. Yeah.
We out here.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 7 of the Long Sleeve Service Podcast. Pull up with us. I'm LP, aka Shades, if you know me in the industry. And we will get right into it. DiMaggio is here. What's your PSP, Playboy?
My PSP is Dark Globe because Phil of fucking Delphia.
Gang, gang, gang.
Play the song, listen to him, Diamond Street, I've never been there, what's up?
Wait, what's the name of the song?
Huh?
What's the name of the song? It's from Dark Globe, but what's the name of it?
Oh, it's Glass of War.
Glass of Glass cup. Listen. We're live.
Also, people cultural differences here. Like, I would never serve my guests cups of water. Only glass.
Good to know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What sort of fucking?
I'll keep that in mind for the future.
I was keeping it on that Philly wave, and you know, me and my collabs. It wasn't just any single Philly artist. It's Freeway featuring Jay-Z and Beanie Single, What We Do.
Classic.
Yeah, goes back.
I feel like that is basically the Philadelphia anthem.
Yeah, like that was before me.
Cause the witnesses, cause deepest, they cannot.
Without a doubt. When that song comes on, if you're from Philadelphia, it feels like you just slipped back into home for like 4 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah. Damien, what's your track, Doug?
I was not clued in that we had to pick Philadelphia-based artists. So I picked an old song, 1969 release, Syl Johnson, Is It Because I'm Black, in honor of Black History Month.
Pew, pew, pew.
Very nice. Kind of embarrassing that we still have to discuss topics within that song 50 years later. But here we go. Oh, by the way, I'm Damien. Some people call me Pops.
Hey.
LP.
All right, so there was a long debate this week over who we were gonna do for the PSPs, and I ended up with Meek Mill. I've been talking about Meek ever since he got booked for a while, trying to figure out what's happening with that. However, my PSP for this week obviously is the intro. Shout out to that. We played that song at least 20 times when we were celebrating later that day on Thursday. But my PSP is Meek Mill, the intro. However, I have a very, very extensive list of honorable mentions. So, good thing it's a podcast. Spoiler alert, just hit like speed up 15 seconds if you don't want to hear the whole thing. Starting from his first mixtape, and this is for people that like don't know who Meek is or just get into Meek by like his first or second album. Yep. I'll see you later, Maggie. All right, so the first one is The Real Me. The second tape is The Real Me 2. The third tape is Flamers. That is when he had In My Bag. Flamers 2, this is when he started working with T.I. and Grand Hustle. Fun fact, the Hottest in the City song was actually shot at the rec center that I'm working at now. Yeah.
Nice.
So we were doing research for this, and one of the guys, Dre, shout out to him, he was like, hey, that's Smith. And I'm like, no, it's not. And this is the first song we picked of the day, and then we were watching it, and yeah, it was like right before the renovations. So shout outs to that being shot there. Thanks, Universe. Flamers 2.5, There Was Plenty Money, Show You How to Do This. He had Miss Jade on that mixtape, which was tight. Flamers 3, he had Rose Red, Philadelphia Born and Raised, featuring Black Thought and Freeway and Young Chris. Shout out to them. Mr. Philadelphia was a slept on mixtape from 2010. Hate Is My Motivation, The Band from TV. Self Made Volume 1, which was a compilation album. Tupac Back, which is very, very, very poppin' song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It really catapulted his career, so shout out to that. Dream Chasers 2011, that had a bunch of hits. It had House Party, I'm a Boss, Tony Montana, Body Count, Tony's Story, which is really dope. And if you don't listen to any of these songs, at least listen to Tony's Story. It had Middle of the Summer, Work, Don't Panic, Dream Chasers 2, Ready or Not, Self Made Volume 2. He has a couple of joints, Dreams and Nightmares, October 2012. Fun fact, Hurricane Sandy also happened the same week or the same day he dropped his album, and a lot of sales, a lot of people thought that might affect his sales, but it didn't because he came out number two. Also, Tony Story 2 is on that. Self-Made Volume 3, Dream Chasers 3, Dreams Worth More Than Money, which is a very tight album. He also had EPs, 444 Part 2, Dream Chasers 3, Meekin Music 2, and then the album we all know, Wins and Losses. So I will post the extensive list on one of our pages, but Free Meek.
I kept looking around for that Free Meek stuff, but no one was passing out any.
I didn't see any merch.
Yeah, there was no Meek.
I don't know. I guess
I would pay for it, man. I'd pay for a little Meek.
There weren't black long sleeve tees either.
I was so mad about that joke because I like was around my parents and like my old head best friends and was like, it'd be fucking hilarious if somebody had a Free Meek thing, because I saw a Wenger Out thing. And I thought of it myself. I put it on Facebook.
That's a big step.
There's more popular people than me because Damien came back with, I keep seeing Meek for free. Where can I just buy some Meek?
Something like that. Probably better worded, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool. We get it.
We get the sentiments.
All right. So let's segue from Meek into the Super Bowl, because those two are basically synonymous now.
Yes.
Number one, kind of awesome to the Eagles start off with having that as their like intro song.
Yeah, that's
like, that's
big.
Kind of badass.
That's really big.
And it's probably one of the first times like an artist, I mean, was chosen locally, or in the same city that the team is from, mm-hmm. that I can remember.
I honestly know why the Eagles won. Is because the Patriots didn't choose back to back.
Like, but they're not from Toronto.
Well, if you just killed Meek Mills like over like five songs, and then they challenged you like to like somehow their sports team like played your sports team that was the best sports team, and you're Drake.
Isn't the New England Patriots walkout song, is it still like the Ozzy Osbourne song? Does anyone know?
You just killed Meek. They just chose back to back.
They would have won.
Patriots are pussy.
What was the first response that Drake put out? Because I feel like the back to back is such a banger. We forgot that first one, which was just like this weird like bedroom keyboard thing that he did.
He had a couple bars for him.
Battery as the fucking
charged up.
Charged up.
Yeah, charged up.
That was awesome. Heartbreaking. Yeah. It was like, oh yeah, guess what, man? I'm coming right at you. It was like,
so me and my girlfriend have like a very ongoing and like lit argument where I think Drake is probably the best rapper of all time.
Yeah, you love him.
I honestly love, there's not a better rapper to me.
I've always loved this watching this happen to you.
This argument? Because he like gets so serious about it.
No, because what happened, what about like 3-4 years ago, it was like, fuck Drake, fucking pussy, blah blah, only weak ass motherfuckers like Drake. And then slowly but sure, it's like, yeah, that song's pretty good. It's like, yeah, you know, like, nah, it's a great song.
Best rapper
now
alive.
Now he's out here with his, you know, Ovo tattoo.
As soon as Drake somehow became, like, English and Jamaican, I was like, oh, I relate. I've been to Toronto. As soon as I was in there with that, then it was done.
But let's get back to...
Yeah, where were you guys watching the game?
Where were you at the game?
You guys were together, right?
No.
No?
You guys were
together. Me and LP were together.
We were out.
Oh, you were with Hot Bo and Mule?
Yo, actually...
He was at the couple's Super Bowl party.
Mm.
Because I'm the best looking.
So?
Okay. Where did you watch that?
I can't get left like that. Come to me and Bo's grind party at the Barbary on Sunday.
What's the exact date in case people are listening to this in the future?
I mean, then you don't need to know.
Oh, God. It's
February 18th. DM me for links to our barbecue going on earlier that day.
Don't look at the actual year if you know.
Date, but yeah. I was actually in the streets at the end of the game walking back to a party because I was hopping around a lot. And when the like final seconds of the game hit, I was walking.
You didn't watch the end of the game?
No, I didn't catch it.
You didn't watch the end of the game, Dartha?
But I was out there when people
look me in the
ran
face.
Out the
where
house.
Were you going?
I was going back
where
to
you,
a
where
party.
Where were you going, Dartha?
That's how I got into the 40s.
I was going back to a party. What do you mean? You were with me, dog. Stop looking at me like I was like.
I know.
I'm trying to discern what a party means.
Listen, so another house party.
That's what we were.
I was I was with a friend who like lost their phone at another party, so we had to go back to that party, and until happened to be at
you're
the time.
With a friend.
A couple of friends.
Fucking that was it. Yeah.
What? My guy said. We all know what a friend means in this party. My guy said a couple friends.
Dang.
Yeah. LP was there.
Whoa. I had a very lovely time at the parties. Shout out to that. Yeah, we party hot, but no, the last
two. Where were you guys? You guys in South Philly?
We were in South Philly. Yeah, we were in the heart of that shit. I don't remember the other place, but we went to.
Where were we at, Dimash? You were in Fishtown or something?
Nah, I was at Boise Square.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Fishtown.
El Rio Paso.
Sure.
Where were you at, Damien?
I was over with over at Sean watching with his family.
Yeah, I was gonna go there too.
Which is Southwest Philly.
I was gonna go there too.
Yeah. So what happened at that party? I was gonna segue into. I kind of forced this Super Bowl party because last year we went to our friend's his son's graduation from college, and it was like, it's weird. It's on Super Bowl Sunday. But like it's not a Super Bowl party, but we're just gonna have food early on. Then everyone's gonna do their thing, and so we're just sitting around drinking. We all agreed to bring a bottle of Hennessy for our friend who is graduating college. Except one person showed up with a 3/4 full bottle of salted caramel vodka.
What?
I wonder if anyone could figure out who that motherfucker was.
Yeah.
The rest of us brought a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah.
And towards the Super Bowl is about to start 40 minutes later, and it's like, yo, we just got a bunch of hoagies, and we still have some booze. Why not just stay and we'll watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And, so I almost forced my friend Sean to have another Super Bowl party when Eagles beat Minnesota. And for the record, I'm not a football fan really. Like, I think it's an interesting sport, but it's not really my thing. But I fucking love this city to death, and I'm super stoked that Philadelphia won. And as far as the Eagles go, like, I guess that's also cool.
Yeah. It could have been the name of the team could have been anything.
But taking to the streets right after was awesome, man. Like, that's one thing I think people outside of Philadelphia don't really understand our city is they everyone assumed that we would just like basically rip the city apart with our teeth. But really, everyone was just high-fiving, dancing, drinking in the street.
Did you see any fans going wild, though?
I live in South Philly.
It was tame.
You know, everything's down here in South Philly. Like, everyone down here is decent. And for me, when I was down there, I was just like, yo, if you like feeling like this, you would love being a mummer.
Because
that's basically what it feels
like. Yeah, that's what it's. That's definitely.
That's what it feels like.
I seen someone replace Ben Franklin with a. Was that a mummer? Mummer. Yeah. Was that a mummer guy? I seen it on Instagram somewhere where they were like replacing.
That's what the guy was it? Jason Cleese?
Giambi?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. That's he was wearing a mummer's outfit.
Yeah, that.
I still haven't watched that interview.
We should. When we take our break, we should watch that on the YouTubes. That dude, I literally, while he was making that speech, I stopped and I said out loud, this guy right here just became a Philadelphia fucking legend. Like, in that outfit, he got off the bus. I don't know if you guys were on the parade on Thursday. He got off the bus and paraded up north, the old route of the Mummers, in that outfit and delivered that speech, which like pinpointed so many things of what it's like to be a Philadelphian, like to be overlooked, to be counted out. And still fucking win. Like, that was an incredible speech. That is a legendary speech. And it's awesome to be alive when something is happening that will always be part of Philadelphia folklore.
I feel like I definitely wasn't trying to go out. I wasn't trying to go out to the parade until I saw, like, somebody post a picture of him arriving at the hotel in a mama's outfit. And Damien gives a fuck about the mamas. I kind of don't know what the mamas are, but, like, I understand them. I'm part of that crowd that will do something like that. And I was like,
do something like what?
Also, for the record, I am a mummer. So, yeah.
Like stay up until like 5 a.m. just dancing in a person's front room for no reason. I'm very much ilk.
I think our listeners.
Dude, that's you two or three times a month.
Yeah, I think our listeners could agree with that, right? Yeah. We're all dancing machines.
There's a theme going on.
What theme that? Because, like, I know. Did you go out after? You were out there after the win?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm talking about. That's what it feels like to be a mummer. Just, like, walk around, high five people, drink in the streets, like, hug randos.
I was hugging a bunch.
Yeah, dude.
And it's Black History Month, and a bunch of white dudes kept walking up to me. Yeah. I was hugging them, though. Yeah. I was hugging them.
It's going to be the last time.
They were like eagles. I was like, okay, getting hugged. Yeah. Man, it really was a feeling of just camaraderie.
It was such a cool vibe.
I had a feeling of you never feel. Because a friend lives next to a place that sells a lot of 40s. And I drank them all, but I also shared them all, and now I'm sick. So if I sound like a dickhead on this podcast...
Oh, no, that's... Everyone understands why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that.
I shared
an amount of malt liquor with an amount of people that were just, like, browsing past me. And then...
It's okay. Our listeners love you.
I think I'm going to borrow that phrase. Yeah. Browsing past me? I love that.
Just like... Yeah, you were just like, you weren't even bumping past me, you're just browsing.
You didn't even see me. I was there.
You're
just looking?
At the moment, I'm very
you
much
just
looking.
Browsed past me like I wasn't even there.
You just fucking browsed right past me. Why'd I dress this clean if you're not going to see me?
I'm at the window of this podcast. Was messy.
What, no commitments? Am I too pushy? Browsing, motherfucker.
I'm gonna see crows from the fucking Windex commercial. Fuck.
Yeah, and even on that day, on the day of the Super Bowl win, on that Sunday, dude, like literally five things happened negatively. And I think what we're gonna find is the majority of those things, as this dude who flipped over the car, was like the head of flipping over the car or whatever, it's from the fucking suburbs. You know, all that nonsense was going to happen downtown. It wasn't going to happen in any real neighborhoods.
All those suburban people, man.
Dude, who lives in downtown? No one lives in downtown. Nothing. You know, yeah. The only things I saw down in South Philly were kind of like me with my parade eyes being like, oh, that's not proper. Like some guy pissing on someone's steps and being like, come on, man. You're a dude. You can piss anywhere. Don't piss on someone's steps.
Like,
I peed outside the other day.
Literally,
you can be outside. Don't piss on someone's front door.
Yeah, never piss on somebody's front door.
Don't piss on anyone's front door.
No. Yeah. I didn't pee on the door.
Dude, you could just stand between two cars.
Yeah. That's where it was.
Yeah, that's fucking proper. It's in the street.
Yeah, I'm not affected so much as people pissing on somebody's cars as like if someone
not on your car in between two cars.
No, you can piss on a tire. And then if somebody pisses,
I'm a dog. Woof.
If somebody pisses on like, cause the tire would get wore off. Do you know what I mean? But if like somebody pisses in between two cars, I'll be pissing on the same car's tire, and like look at them and be like, "The fuck are you doing?" You like, I like argue with them.
Wait, you're arguing with the dude while you're both simultaneously peeing?
Yeah, we could be pissing on exactly the same car, but the one that like just has something that gets like wore off on, like the tire. And I get like really mad about it.
Oh, yes. No.
All right, well, that's noted.
Don't be pee partners with DiMaggio. He's going to argue with
you. Don't stare into his eyes while you're pissing in the wrong place, I guess, because an argument's bound to happen.
I feel like I'm pissed. I don't know.
So
I'm recording things that like four of my like best friends have, and I just want it all to be on record just in case. We could all be in court.
Your Honor.
Like, what, you know, what if you're pissing on a tire and then that car commits a crime and like your DNA is all over the, I don't
listen,
know.
Listen, man. Transformers.
Nah, same car.
Transformers are real.
Same car, different tire.
Same car, different
tire. Trying to spread.
Before we head in the commercial break, what's one thing that you guys think, what's one thing that you see for the future of Philly after this win, after the big Meek getting bigger than what he already is? I've seen that the intro just shot to the top of the streaming charts again. What do you see for the future of Philly?
Oh, I think everything is going to settle back into people with chips on their shoulders. Like, that's just who we are. We're still an overlooked city. I mean, you know, like, the term underdog, I think, fits perfectly of who we are. You know, when people talk about Philadelphia, still I hear it. It's so convenient. It's in between New York and Washington, D.C. But, like, fuck that. Like, everything about the city is better than, well, not everything. New York is the ultimate city. But our food scene is killer. Our people are more real. Like, I don't know, just about everything. If you want honest, like, characters, then Philadelphia has them in spades. But
spades.
But nothing's going to change. I mean, you know, like, we're still battling the same battles. You know, 2-3 weeks, we can still high-five each other. But there has been...
I mean, Mayor Kinney now has control of the schools. Shout out to Mayor Kinney. So, like, I like to believe there things are changing, but I'm sometimes naive.
In a very slow pace, but I mean, getting control of schools just means what? Like, taxing sodas to perhaps within the 4-year program put some of that money towards schools?
Yeah. That shit hasn't even been gone into effect yet.
Well, we're not going to feel the financial effects of the economy until at least whatever.
I hope Amazon doesn't fucking move in here.
Yeah, let me drink another beer.
And we'll be back after this.
Yeah,
we're
going to watch some YouTube videos. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're back. Episode 7.
Yeah. Stop. Episode 7.
Sports. Yeah, we're all hyped up on this Jason Kelce video.
Yeah, we just came off that video.
I can't say it because it had a bunch of expletives in it.
Yeah,
because we've never cursed in the podcast.
I never said a fucking cuss.
But if you listen to it, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So on that shit. So we got a big thing coming up this weekend.
Speaking of nerds.
Yeah. Episode week match.
What?
No.
Hashtag.
This is kind of nerdy, but the Black Panther movie is coming out this Friday.
What? It is not nerdy. Listen,
dude, it's nerdy.
It is.
I know that, like, superheroes are somewhat cool, but I'm older and all this nerdy. Shit is nerdy. Like, there's definitely some part of, like, funny culture happening now where, like, very nerdy things are part cool. of pop culture. But I'm old enough to remember when this was embarrassing to read science fiction books and fantasy books in public.
Yeah, you were a nerd if you collected comic books.
Yeah, you were a nerd if you admitted even knowing who a comic book character was. Yeah. Anyway, Black Panther's coming out this Friday. I'm kind of excited by it. I feel like I'm kind of excited by it as a movie. I think I'm more excited by it as, like, a cultural movement.
Feel you on that.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm basically here being like, yo, listen, I don't know what I'm doing for 2 hours, but I'm going to give someone money so that this can be a high-grossing movie. Therefore, we can show that movies featuring predominantly black casts can be successful. I dare you to make some more.
There was actually a fucking hateful Facebook group that were targeting Rotten Tomatoes with negative reviews of the movie just so it can get low ratings.
Wow. Well, when the movie first came out, I feel like the first 200 reviews or something were all super high.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're just flooding it with negative reviews without even, like, seeing the movie, just trying to get the rating down.
I mean, that's the beauty of Yelp, right?
Yeah. I always go off rating.
Shout out to our sponsors, Yelp.
Yeah.
They always got the
looking
right
for
answer.
Looking for great sushi for your first date?
I'm full of that. Yep, about it. Lay down. It's just okay. A cat, dog.
You're here.
I'm actually leaving. I've left a couple of reviews at Torthel's house. I was like, I asked for a 6-pack. I have a 4-pack of Pounders. It's 3.5, I say.
Metric system.
Shout out to all of our UK listeners. Listen, we're here for y'all too. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Black Panther.
It's dropping.
Not only am I excited as a black man.
If you're going to speak, you got to do it in the microphone, yeah, man.
Not only am I excited as a black man, however, I am a huge Marvel movie fan.
And I love a good action movie.
I've watched all the Thors. I've watched.
Dude, Galaxy, all these Marvel movies are pretty good.
I fucking love them. So yeah, just like off the rip of that, off the strength of that.
I was watching Wonder Woman earlier.
Now, it's DC. During this Black Renaissance.
Okay.
During this Black Renaissance, fucking Black Panther drops. Man.
But it's also kind of crazy too, because Black Panther is like an African. Like he's an African kind of like, Luke Cage was another like Marvel hero, but he's like a black man in America.
Where
was
he in Brooklyn or
something? Yeah, he's in Brooklyn. Yeah,
or definitely
he's your neighborhood superhero,
right?
It's like a what was that Eddie Murphy movie?
I'm happy for Luke Cage. Not Eddie Murphy movie. They did a terrible job on Netflix, or I just didn't like it. Let me put it that way.
What, Luke Cage?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I liked Cottonmouth. What was his name? Cottonmouth?
Yeah.
I liked him.
He went early, right?
Great.
I thought Luke Cage, both Luke Cage and the Daredevil were kind of like the best of those Netflix Marvel movies.
I didn't see the Daredevil.
Or actually, they're the only ones I've actually watched all the way through. The other ones I've just sort of been like, ugh.
What's that other one? Sarah
Jones? Back to Black Panther, though. Who's trying to go?
Yeah, I want
to
go.
We're going.
I'm going to try and...
If it's not sold out already, I know.
I'm not going on opening day. I never do anything on opening day.
I'm going opening day.
Are you?
Yeah, Friday.
Do you have a costume?
No.
You're just going to walk in there? All regular, like?
Yeah, what you mean? Dude, I got to work later that day, but for sure. Listen,
In the morning. You're doing an early show.
Yeah, I'm doing an early show. I got to work. Yeah, listen, nice. Listen. I'm here to support blacks.
You can do that.
But I got to work.
What time? I feel like this is a conversation we're going to have off the podcast, but.
Oh, true. No, we're having it now. Hi, family.
We're gonna arrange our date.
Listen.
Yo, let's meet up at 12. Torthel, that's 12, not 1:30.
I got first 5 tickets.
This is probably the best way to do it, seeing as how our communication is going.
First 5 viewers come, get in free.
Yeah, whoa.
On Torthel's dime.
Yeah. Sponsored by Yelp. No. But yeah, I'm trying to go in the morning because the plan was we go see Black Panther and then the barbecue on Saturday and then recover.
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. Go. Oh, well, then I guess I'm not going. No, I'll see it twice. Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wait, you trying to see it Saturday and Sunday?
I'll see it Friday. And I'll see it Saturday. I'll see it again.
I'll see it Saturday and Friday. I mean, yeah. Depends.
I am just so excited. I'm excited for, like Damien said, I'm excited for the cultural feeling that it's having. Like, this Black Renaissance we're in. A lot of shit, like the H&M fiasco that just happened recently. A lot of people have been feeling, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I'm happy for it. So let's fucking go. I'm ready
It's right in the middle of Black History Month. People forget about it.
They just unveiled that Obama, President
Wiley.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle. They were some very fire portraits.
I mean, Kehinde Wiley is an awesome artist. Do you guys know him previous to this?
Yeah. I've seen him in the museums.
Unfortunately, I haven't. LP, I think you would like his stuff, man. Like, what he does is he basically puts, like, young African-Americans in the positions of, like, cultural tropes of heroism.
Yeah.
I think you'd really like his stuff. It's very beautiful. It's very pattern-oriented, and it's...
It's got a lot of contrast.
Ooh.
Paintings in real life are also humongous.
Talk to me.
I mean, they're like 5 foot by 5 foot is maybe like the smaller level. Yeah. But it's like young people.
Is it getting hot in here? Ooh, you guys are hitting all the...
Yeah.
Man.
I'm actually not too familiar with the artist who did Michelle Obama's portrait, but...
I heard that's a very... controversial piece I've heard.
How so?
because of the unnatural skin tone. And
I want to see it. Look, no, listen, I'm here for it. Did it look 100% like Michelle? It's hard to paint an angel, but you. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. What is it? It's only February 12th. We got a long Black History Month going. I'm here for it. Wakanda, Black Panther. Speaking of Black Panther, have you guys listened to the soundtrack?
Kendrick, dude.
I have. I feel like I've been listening to it kind of nonstop for the past like week. I think it's really good. And I'm curious on your takes on it, because obviously, you know, you're a younger person and more in touch with stuff.
I gave it, T-Dot, what are your takes on it? Because I only listened to it once today so far. Mm-hmm. And you've heard it. King's Dead was on your PSP.
Yeah, King's Dead was on my PSP. That's a SZA song that
All the Stars
they had together. It was like on a PSP, but I didn't like announce it. I liked it. It's a wave. It's like a Kendrick's taking over the music industry on the West Coast.
I think it's beyond the West Coast. I think that record's a good record. He's kind of also doing with that is like kind of controlling pop music.
Yeah, he's doing it his way.
Like that song with SZA, the song with The Weeknd.
Yeah, there's that track too. Yeah.
I 100% agree with that.
He's definitely taking over and like having his own little movement going on. And I say you best listen. Keep listening.
There's a song on there called Ops, and there's a song on there, Bloody Waters. I forget exactly which one. I'll find it. But there's one of them has Vince Staples on it.
Like Kendrick's been like on two of my PSPs. It's
like a jam, like a bop. And that shit, yeah, when that shit came on, I was like, this is...
What app is that?
This is... You're getting good at this. Yes, I listen to all of these. I listen to all of my music on Tidal. shout outs to them. But that Vince Staples song. Yeah. Oh, so that song. Oh, it's Ops. Yeah, it's Ops. It's Vince Staples and Youngin Black Rock. But it sort of looks like I keep looking. When I read it, I see Kakarot.
I don't know any of the song titles. Okay. I just listened to the album.
Yeah, it was tight. I liked it. I loved the feel of it. I didn't want to listen to it the day. I don't like listening to albums now the day they come out, except for recently. So I listened to it like
this has been out for a couple of days now.
Yeah, so I
came out Friday.
Yeah,
today's
completely. But it's been like three singles have been out. Two, three singles have been out already.
I think it's a pretty good record.
I need to give it more of a. I need to listen to it more. There were drum like drops in it that I wasn't expecting from this type of an album. But like, there's a lot of songs that can go.
I think if there's one thing I really want to give Marvel props about is the fact that I think they're giving certain artists, I think they're giving a lot of like young artists some leeway. Like if you know, like that Thor movie that just came out was kind of like, you know, that dude who directed it had a certain style that maybe didn't fit with the other things, but like here, go for it. And then to sort of give a property that could go one or two ways, honestly, like Black Panther could, you know. Like, if it doesn't succeed in the box office, I think it's a told-you-so moment, right? And they're like, all right, listen, like, Kendrick Lamar, I think they hired him to do six songs. And then he was like, dude, I want to do this whole record.
Yeah, don't give me half the record, because
he had...
It wasn't even that. My understanding is he was shown clips of what the movie looked like, and he's like, no, I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they gave it to him, and that's also kind of a brave thing to do, you know? Like, what other artists...
He's a fucking composing rapper, right? Like, he can control... I can feel like... You can see it in his performances that is just all his vision.
Yeah. I think he's a really strong artist.
Yeah. Like, and he, like, completely changed my image of his music from, like, hearing it and then seeing it performed live. Like, fuck. Like, there's another angle that I didn't even think of. and
you want to get out of that?
That's the sign of a composer. And
I would see Kendrick over Migos any day of the week. And I'm saying that
Hold on now. Is it different? There's a different. Okay, you can't.
I'm just saying that only because I feel Migos record dropped, what, 2 weeks ago?
Stir Fry? No, the whole thing? No. Oh, yeah.
Culture 2.
It did.
How many songs were on there?
400,000.
Yeah. And that record I've probably listened to 3 times, 4 times in full.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just been like rocking the Black Panther soundtrack, and like when my son's around, I just hit Black Panther clean.
Yeah, I gotta use that for my student. Yeah,
no, your kids don't listen to that.
Yeah,
they be listening to everything.
Yeah, my kid. Oh god, we had like a whole Meek set. Man, some of Meek's early stuff. Oh god, it's not child appropriate, but they were like, "Oh, this is my favorite song." But yeah, no, so there's 24 on this Migos album. I only bumped the whole album, I think, like twice.
Yeah, right.
There's a couple of bangers.
There's like three songs that are kind of like the Pharrell song is decent.
Yeah, but I'm not a huge...
Stir Fry.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan.
It's all right. Dance with my dogs.
Yeah, that's just it. But I'm going to give the Black Panther album more spins. Because I want to see it in action in the movie. There was some shit that I was listening to, and I'm like, I gotta listen to it again. So I will listen to it again.
I think it's a banger record. On the topics of music conversations, this might be like a hard segue, but
Speaking of spicy talk in the music industry.
Oh my gosh, you're so good at this.
Thanks.
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? Wait, that was a $1 million segue.
What's that, Quincy Jones?
Dun, dun, dun. OG.
Yeah, so I'm going to invite roommate and homie, Mr. You can introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Because we forgot your name.
No.
Yeah, because we're horrible. We're horrible at this show, and we don't prepare.
JP. JP.
JP, what's that stand for?
Jean-Paul.
Hey.
That's tight. But yeah, you know, JP.
JP, why don't you speak a little bit of QJ?
QJ.
Quincy.
Quincy Jones.
You don't hear the letter Q too often during a daily. Yeah, I was
What's QJ? We had a nice.
Don't worry, you weren't the only one. I was like, what's a Q? What's
So Quincy Jones has a nice GQ thread going on right now. From the magazine, and he's got some spicy interviews out there. And
is someone at GQ holla at us?
Yeah, when we listened to one the other day and had some like,
I love when people get older and just say fuck it. You know, like I feel like to jump back into like sports when athletes are like close to retiring, there's like, you know, they don't give those regular drab interviews. Like you watch any sports interview, like. Yeah, you know, we put the biscuits in the basket. We just wanted it more. You know, it was a whole team effort, blah, blah. You talk to like some like older guy and they're like, yo, this is how it really was. And it's fucking exciting. And I feel like Quincy Jones is at that place. He's like, listen, what is he, like 84, 86? He's in his
80s. Yeah.
He's like, listen, I have lived a life. I'm on the end here. No one can take any of this away from me. This is my life.
Yeah.
And these interviews that are coming out now are amazing.
Yeah, but it's not like he's just like spouting nonsense or anything. He's just it's just the little nuggets of wisdom that he drops, like in all of his analogies and just his mannerisms throughout the interviews. They're mind blowing. Because it's like it's coming from a place that you, I don't know, almost as if he's one of the last, like, still living legends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Like, you think of some dude who got to live this crazy life.
Yeah, right, he's right, involved right. in so many
right.
major productions. It's, like, insane. Like,
I mean, even, like, the fact that this dude was in, like, the Sinatra.
Yeah.
like wheelhouse. You know, like that's a whole lifetime of stories right there.
Exactly.
But it doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
You know, he's basically a part of a great chunk of black culture.
Definitely.
You know, and it doesn't stop there. Like it's insane. Everything he's touched upon, and it's amazing him just being like, the Beatles, they fucking suck.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
My friend has been saying the Beatles are trash for so long.
Talking about all the songs he's throwing away there.
Well, a lot of people give the Beatles, a bad rap, but.
But?
Listen,
I think they're great.
Yeah, I'm not a big Beatles fan, but I don't want to talk about the Beatles, but I'm not a big Beatles fan, but the Beatles are a really influential, at the very least, band.
We could say that. We could use that word, influential.
At least?
At least.
At least. At least. They had an influence.
Okay. That's another conversation for another time.
Yeah, baby.
But yeah, listen, fuck it. If Quincy Jones is a man, and if he's got 22 girlfriends, well then, hey.
Yeah.
Yo, low.
That's his life.
Well, is that? Wait, oh, that's fact.
That's
I believe him.
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he have 22 girlfriends?
He said it.
Why wouldn't he have 22 girlfriends?
Why not? It's Quincy Jones.
I mean, I have a couple friends who have like 5 or 6 girlfriends, and they're not Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Imagine your Quincy Jones level.
Could you?
Right.
Fair enough.
And that's 5 or 6 girlfriends in the same city.
Ooh.
Right. Like Quincy Jones is like
he's world
cool.
Yeah. Worldwide.
I'll hop on a jet.
Like yeah.
I'll see you for the weekend.
Separated within like you know. Borders and passwords.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. YOLO.
Do it.
If Quincy Jones had one wife, I'd be upset.
Yeah. I wish I could be Quincy Jones.
You're halfway there. Just have to understand how borders work.
One day.
It's Curtis Tour.
Oh God, that's oh no. Yo, yeah. All right, let's talk about that and then go into this, pay some bills, go into this commercial break, and then we'll do one last segment and we'll run it up.
What are we gonna run into?
Talk about the Curtis Show. You're going on tour and then we'll go to a break. Or do you wanna go to a break now?
Oh, I thought we were gonna talk about some Tesla.
You wanna talk about that? Fuck it,
I don't know anything about it. I thought Damon was gonna tell me something.
I wrote it down just as a thing that was exciting. It was under the topic of nerdy stuff that also includes Black Panther. But
yeah, everyone. So
Elon Musk, who is this gazillionaire who runs the SpaceX program, who just kind of a shout out. If you are watching YouTube, the SpaceX program actually has a kind of a cool program about space and when they do launches. That being said. He launched, what he's been trying to do is launch these reusable rockets. And he launched a rocket called the Heavy Falcon. And the idea is to try and get things to Mars eventually to restock the, what are they called? I want to say spaceship headquarters, but that's not what I mean.
The spaceship headquarters.
Space station.
No way. Everyone just heard spaceship star station.
Spaceship headquarters. I think if I was in charge, holler at me, please, Elon Musk. Yeah. Let's drink hot chocolate together.
Holler at him, Elon.
This rocket was a successful launch.
Well, so he's been launching these rockets, and the idea is the rockets take the payload up and then drop back down and land. On these unused ships, and so he launched like a super large rocket. They landed. That's exciting. Pop culture wise, what he did also was he released a Tesla car in space, driven by. I'm assuming just an astronaut suit. I hope to God no one's actually in that.
I drive that shit.
And just blaring David Bowie's Starman. And he launched it in a way that it's now in orbit, is now a space object, which will continually orbit the sun And
what's the math? Yo, seriously, Elon, holla at us.
You mean Earth? I mean the planet.
I just want to sit and listen to this conversation.
It's going to be orbiting Earth.
Yo, no. So yeah, wait. So
it's going to be orbiting the sun. It's now it's considered a space object.
Wow.
It's just on a continual loop.
A Tesla automobile.
That
a
is
Tesla the automobile. Most
ballin' as shit.
Which, I have even better. There's a continual live feed. There's a continual live feed. Yeah, we're right here. Hit up the SpaceX program. It's a continual live feed of this.
Yo, hashtag.
So I heard about this and I was like, this is awesome. Outrageous. The Heavy Falcon is incredible. It landed. That's incredible. Also, this is the most expensive and wildest car commercial of all time.
We can top it.
We can
top that. Listen. you think this is expensive? All right. Wait till you see my proposal. Wow, this is so tight.
That was?
Oh yeah, that alien spaceship.
No, that's something else.
No.
Should we take a break and watch the SpaceX live for a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break. All right, everyone.
We advise you to pause this and listen to watch SpaceX live. Or wait, that sounds like an XXX.
It's not that long of a.
Just keep listening. We'll be right back.
Can you mention one of your mid session PSPs since you got a million?
Yes. Fun fact.
Also, if anyone has a long sleeve service, large T-shirt.
Oh God.
And wants to switch with me, I'd really appreciate it.
I'm so sorry.
Besides, you have a medium?
Well.
What is that? I look like a small?
Oh. Oh, damn. I wish DiMaggio was awake for this one. Dreams Worth More Than Money, released in June 2015, featuring hit singles from Lord Knows, Jump Out the Face, featuring Future. Check and a song featuring Drake called Rico, which I think started that whole beef song.
That was that last track, huh?
Spicy. All right, we'll be right back.
Before they broke up.
You finished it?
Pretty much. Is this blinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, of course. So recording? We're here?
Yep.
Back.
We're here. We're back.
We're back.
We just watched. Oh my lord, that was so unreal.
Yeah,
we just watched that, and SpaceX, I got freaked out.
The SpaceX Heavy Falcon. No,
you're right. The SpaceX Heavy Falcon launch.
Was that the, yeah. Okay.
I don't know what that was.
So-called test.
I got goosebumps. Of, I see like, the future. Being a parent and be like, hey kids. You know what I think is cool? And then the kids be like, hey, that's really cool.
Yeah, you get it. You should watch that and like, wow, just realize where the future is.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the future. I mean, it scared me. Scared. Good thing you guys didn't watch it with me.
In terms of like things leaving and coming from the planet, like you need to know what's going in and out of just this planet. Fuck you.
Yeah, man, the old didn't know.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, but that live feed is definitely going to be one that I'm constantly checking up on.
Yeah. Why shouldn't it? I feel like it should also be at like every DJ event. Like right, it's just play it. Out there.
Absolutely.
If you don't have anything,
look at this dude. He's a handout, super casual.
Yeah, he's like Frosty.
Driving
look
through
at
space,
him.
One arm hanging out the drop top.
Yeah.
And these aren't just
Earth in
saying.
The background.
This is real. The Earth is in the. Wow, the Earth is.
Got to see a glimmer of Mars. Come on now.
Yeah, I wonder if his speakers are still working though.
He's got to be bumping something.
Well, that's the thing. You can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Why not?
There's no matter to vibrate. There's no matter to vibrate.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
You can't try unless you're like a Jedi.
Speaking of being a nerd, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. Freely.
I'm sorry. I have work. I'm working an event called Valen Wine. Bing, 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 bing.
Just a bunch of complainers.
I'm going to be there.
It's just, no.
I don't understand why I have to do this.
No. It's at Silk City. It should be very Poppington. I'm there to work.
Are you jumping back in the industry?
What? No. I'm the videographer for that.
Okay, dokey.
Yeah, so I have to take videos of people winding puntings and stuff like that. So was that you looked at me like, why? Why are you saying it like that? No. Yeah, I'm working at Silk City. So if this drops before the Valentine's Day, I'll see you there. So
yeah, sometimes I find myself not that much attached come around Valentine's Day.
Is that by choice or just chance?
It's definitely by chance.
You've been conditioned.
Night.
Yeah, I'll try.
That's your whole MO, though. I think it's like, hey, I don't want to be a single guy.
I want to love you, girl, but
listen.
But I've been hurt so many times before, and
I just need time to explore me.
You know that time I didn't answer? I was just with the homies. I wasn't messing around on you, girl. That I might have got a little hair, but
hey, this is not it.
Ah, man.
It's been wild.
But
either way, but yeah, I'm single again. No plans.
Yeah,
I will go to the movies though.
Come to Valentine. There should be a bunch of people there.
Yeah, some whiny winos.
Yeah, some. Yes.
Some whiny winos. The best kind. Come to my event.
The best kind. What are you doing, Damien?
This Valentine's Day, I'm not really doing anything. Like there's a weird thing I've always had about Valentine's Day, and I don't want to be all like 12th grader who discovered Hallmark cards or conspiracies or whatever, but I felt like Valentine's Day was always kind of like a shitty holiday.
Yeah.
You know? I'll tell you guys a story, but after. I used to love Valentine's Day.
Why don't you anymore?
No, I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I think your story is super sweet mine.
Okay, so I used to be super, super naive, right? And my favorite movie was The Notebook. I was just
like a young romantic.
I was super romantic. I remember one time for an ex-girlfriend of mine.
I was too, man.
I trudged through the snow to find purple roses for her, and then I really am
sad that Torthel's not here.
It's okay.
Because I want him to take notes.
Yeah.
On what romanticism is.
And
I'm getting goosebumps. You trudge through the snow for purple flowers,
purple roses,
purple roses,
and
at a young age.
At a young age, and then I had her friends help me put them in her locker. Right, the day.
Wait.
I had them over the weekend. Yeah.
Put who in a locker?
No. So I got the flowers over the weekend during a blizzard. Valentine's Day was like some day close to the weekend, so I had the flowers like in water alive for a while. So come like we go to school, I have her friends help me get into her locker, and I put the flowers in there, and I'm like bang, when she opens the locker, they're just gonna fall over her, their favorite color, bang, it's just tight. She doesn't come to school, so by the time she comes back to school, she doesn't come to school I don't know why, but it was for a while. By the time she comes back to school
after the weekend
the flowers are dead, and I was like great.
Could you tell they were purple?
You must have got the ones that were on sale that were already dying on the way out the store.
No, he picked them in the wild, man.
Yeah, I picked them in there. You weren't here for that, Torthel.
I'm sorry, I just missed that. I just came
he
back.
Braved yeah. the blizzard.
My bad.
To get her favorite color, roses.
God damn it.
That's love.
It was, but you know, I'm out here now. I'm out here.
One time I got like all the upperclassmen girls that I had a crush on. A gift.
All of them a gift? Like fabulous?
All of them.
Wow. Wow, drop that.
Go on.
Drop that dick. Who are you, Drake?
Be my homie, yeah.
Did you sign each one? You know who?
Yeah, no, I went to their class. Like skipped class, and me and my homie like we went to their classrooms.
And you're alive so you went to all their classes, got them all the exact same.
It wasn't the exact same gift.
What were these gifts?
There were bears and cards and candies and yeah, just like
just the usual
pink thing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just it from like Walgreens, CVS. Yeah.
I feel like every woman that I've ever dated, I've said, listen, here's a story.
Yeah, this is very...
When it comes to Valentine's Day, I'm not going to buy you chocolates. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy you flowers. If that's a problem, let's stop now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, talk about... catch me on February 16th. Buy those discounted chocolates.
Yeah.
Buy those discounted flowers.
Yeah, okay. We go through the boxes.
Greece. Smart man.
Walking on fucking pink roses. Yeah.
How did I afford this? It's called 2 days later.
Yes.
Time isn't real, you know?
You gotta make room for the bunny stuff.
What?
Easter's the next holiday. Or St. Patrick's. No, not St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's.
Yeah, because I was like,
yeah. Bunny stuff.
Brado. JP, you got any cool plans for...
No, actually, just got a work update that I'm working.
Hey, shout out to all the
nice.
People working.
Nice. Ever did anything cool?
I'll be doing that.
Trying to steal your girl, watch out.
Yeah.
Is Mr. C your girl?
No girl, man.
No, I'm saying, what's you know, coolest? Like, obviously dates show up to work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, JP also works in the industry. Yeah. And you gotta like lean forward, be like, "What is this? A Tinder date? Like, what's happening here? You afraid to be alone by yourself on this particular Wednesday?"
That is always an unfortunate, occurrence of an observation too. So I work as a bar back.
Shout out to all the bar backs out there. We are a strong bunch.
I've worked at a few locations here in South Philly. You know, pretty happening places and. When you see a horribly obvious Tinder date a blind date or first date unfolding before you and the awkwardness never quite subsides from the initial
Can I tell you a terror that's worse than that?
What's up?
Is being on a first date at a slow bar and realizing the bartender is realizing your awkwardly slow first date. And it's like this crushing self-awareness. And you just have to sit there and be like, fuck, how can I pay attention to the bartender realizing my awkwardness and also pay attention to what
you
this woman does for me?
Engage the bartender into the conversation.
No, you never engage the bartender. It's like engaging the bartender conversation is the, like, call your friend when you don't know a simple question.
Get out of there. Right. End it. End the date, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you're supposed to...
I think you're just not supposed
to... The bartender conversation.
No, you don't... I don't think you include the bartender because the bartender is obviously charming and aloof and has, like, no business...
Yeah, maybe you want to get out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to close early.
If it's a good bartender, you know, they won't make it obvious to you that they know, but they'll still...
Yeah. Why not? I'd make it obvious. If I was a bar back, if I was still working as a bar back, I'd make it pretty obvious.
Yeah, I know what you do. You just drop all the ice.
I'd be like,
in the bathroom. Like,
can your mans do this?
Dancing.
Well,
fine.
Well, it sounds like no one's doing anything Valentine's Day.
Mm-mm. Valentine's Day-ish? No.
Yeah. My girl's actually working all day Valentine's Day, so I'll just be home with my son, which is fair enough, which is fine.
Just love.
Yeah.
But,
What would you drink?
Have anything?
You know what? After tasting this Steel Reserve
blackberry.
Actually, there's a couple blackberry drinks. I just drank this new, blackberry cider. Original Sin blackberry cider is pretty decent. Mm-hmm. That'll be my shout out drink. But this.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty far out.
Steel Reserve Blackberry is dangerous. It's 8%. It tastes exactly like the Dreadnought grape soda you've always dreamed it would. And I don't know. Recently jumped into some Mad Dog Orange Jubilee.
No, thanks.
Which I haven't drank for about 20 years. And it's pretty delicious.
It's a very nice sweet drink to get you and your lady in the nice groove.
That's right. And what does it cost? $10?
Yeah.
$10 for 20?
Get saucy at the house.
The numbers are right. Numbers don't lie.
Go out to eat, come back. Oh, make two drinks together.
You might as well just get a bottle of tequila and just go from there.
Because all you need is two drinks.
No, a Mad Dog tequila is gonna make you sick.
Yeah. No, not the women. All right, so Valentine's Day. Do you have a drink? Do you have a Valentine's Day drink?
You know what? A classic, old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can enjoy them. You know, with a partner or by yourself. And
I'm not sharing an old fashioned with anyone. What are you talking about?
No, you know,
I don't want to come across miserly, but that's my drink.
No, like you both can have your own old fashioned, and like
you can enjoy.
You can share the experience of drinking your own old fashioned. Yeah. Dude, if some bartender drops an old fashioned with two straws popping out of them, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm
not Lady and Tramp in this fucking old fashioned.
I definitely do that. Like, and then they'd be like,
rub noses.
Is that what you enjoy, Tony?
Oh,
is that,
this is how the Eskimo kiss starts.
Yeah, this is it. There we go.
The old two straws and the old fashioned trick.
the bartender's like, I got you.
That's a nice alley.
I see what you two need.
Yeah.
Get things going. Shotgun to old fashioned.
Shotgun to old fashioned.
I drank that rum and coke the other day. I got really fast and I had to. Ugh.
Oh, wait, you mixed rum with coke?
Coca Cola.
Dude, you were literally every little tag that comes with liquor bottles.
Ugh.
Yeah, every liquor I've ever bought is like, hey, we got four cocktails for you. I'm like, all right, like, game on. What's up?
Let's do it. Like,
hey, have you ever tried this liquor and coke? Have you ever tried this liquor and, you know, it's like some basic basic mixer.
Soda.
Maybe you'd like this vodka with
ginger
soda with a splash of crayon. Damn! I never thought of that.
Sometimes it works.
Wow. Flash of crayon takes it to another level, though.
Woo! A little bit of flavor. Calories are light.
Listen, when you need to be up at 5:30, you need them calories to be light. All right.
Extra lime.
No. Yes.
What do I
please
garnish this
ben
drink
see
with?
This is, you're right.
What do I garnish this? A lime. Tito's, you are crazy.
Only drinking with
Tito's. Shout out to Tito's. Oh.
Creating drinks.
You're right there?
Yeah, just my hopper alerts. All right, this has been a great episode. Do we want to talk about this? Do we want to talk about this fucker?
I think we're on a high end. I don't want to talk about this guy. This guy's trash. We're talking about not talking about some neo-Nazi running for congressional office, but
fuck,
it's trash.
Fuck him.
So all right, high note. Next time we see you, we'll have survived Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
we'll have watched Black Panther at least once.
Yeah,
at least
we'll have watched the SpaceX live
at least 40 footage. Hours.
Yeah, at least for a full week. Just keep it on.
I don't think I'm not gonna watch it.
I was actually watching it right now.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
I think we're all watching it.
Yeah.
My eyes just went to, damn. It still freaks me out. I'm not watching it right now. But anyway, we will be watching that. We will have more merch out in these streets. We'll be moving that merch soon enough. So check the Instagram page and or check the website that's coming.
Service.
Yeah. So we love you. Any shout outs before we get out of here? It's been a great night. Thank you.
The only two things that I love are DiMaggio's mom and his girlfriend. God bless them. God bless them both. God bless them both.
Shout out to them. Both. DiMaggio had a very long day. He's resting very peacefully. Shout out to JP for coming off the bench scoring 40.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah,
a
dude. Pleasure. Thank you. Any shout outs?
No.
Cool. Also, there's no one in
but
JP's
you don't life deserve my shout out.
Nah. No, shout out to everyone.
And we have to throw.
Yeah. Just throw a bunch of arrows in the world. See what lands.
Yeah.
Does everyone mean me?
Yeah.
You know who you are.
That is amazing. Wow. The MVP of this. Do I have any shout outs? Shout outs to my family. We just had a huge birthday run. All of our families, all of our birthdays are exactly a week apart. So that's, it's cool. But it's a thing. So shout outs to them. Shout outs to 91 Public. Shout outs to Vigilant Media. Shout outs to
Smith's Playground.
Shout outs to Smith Playground. Shout outs to them. They're doing some amazing work. Shout outs to all of our listeners. We love you guys. We do see you in the streets. If you see us in the streets, just say what's up to us. Say hi.
More cans.
More cans. Oh, the DiMaggio and Bo Blizz's mixtape is dropping this Sunday. So stay tuned for that. More cans.
Shout out to the city of Philadelphia.
Shout outs to
the best goddamn country in the entire country.
Yeah. Shout outs to y'all. I thought that this
past week. Let's try to keep this love going.
I thought this past week was going to end.
Bring back Love Park.
Worse.
How lit will Love Park have been?
Amor.
Bring back Love Park.
Yeah. All right, cool. Thanks. We love you guys. Follow us on Smith Mark Media. Follow us.
You might as well follow them too.
Follow Smith.
Follow them.
Yeah, all of you guys, do something good for the community. Follow Smith Park Media.
Also, look out for our 30 for 30 that ESPN just sponsored. That LP is going to do. It's all on Meek Mill.
Right. Yes. It is. Yo, holla at me. I got the basis of it already.
It was them that dropped his first mixtape.
Man. Wow, the real me. That was a long. Yo, shout out to my brother. Put me on my. Listen, my brother's going through a lot of shit. And he was always getting in trouble, but he would always be playing either like State Property or Meek in the background. I'd be like, turn that off. I'm trying to study, but it was embedded in my brain. So free Meek. Shout out to y'all. Bye. Long sleeve service. We out.
Yeah. Whoop.